It was no secret. The scheduled speech by Wells Fargo CEO John Stumpf would definitely be interrupted. The only question was when. Stumpf opened his speech at NC State's Poole College of Management, joking about the emails he received from students inviting him out after the talk.
I don't know where the East Village Bar and Grill is, but I was offered drinks and things, and I probably didn't know I was married, but you made me great offers.
Stumpf would talk Wolfpack basketball and football, praising NC State for having a student body that knows how to win, have fun, work hard, and keep the spirit. He told students he also knows how to pull an all-nighter, recalling what it took to negotiate one of the largest mergers in U.S. history when Wells Fargo acquired North Carolina-based Wachovia in 2008.
Today, Wells Fargo is the 12th largest employer in the country. We employ 1 in 500 Americans. Working Americans works for Wells Fargo. We do business with 1 in 3 Americans. We have 70 million accounts.
Stumpf was wrapping up his comments about the down economy and the need to save it by focusing on small business when silent occupiers began to get rowdy. The chant continued, "Your leadership has led to the death of the American dream," and that Wells Fargo was guilty of widespread predatory lending.
I must inform all of you that you're in violation of university policy. I must ask you all at this point to cease and desist. Please sit down and stop talking. I will now ask the people to escort you out of the auditorium so we can continue with the lecture. Thank you.
Ira Weiss is dean of the Poole College of Management at NC State. He worked hard to keep his composure.
You are interrupting our speaker and you are taking away from the students of Poole College and North Carolina State University. Your voices will no longer be heard here in this auditorium, and now it is time for you to cease and desist and leave the auditorium.
The Occupy protesters, which included members of Occupy Raleigh, Occupy NC State, and others, were drowned out by applause as they were forced to leave the auditorium. Stumpf continued his speech.
And I want to hear from the students, and if I can just make a couple of quick comments. I think this is about confidence in the country, and I surely get the anger and the disappointment and frustration people are feeling. This is real.
Phil Liuzzo is a senior business administration major at NC State. He was one of the people who applauded when the protesters were escorted out of the room.
There was no real message. You know, they were screaming so we couldn't understand what they were saying. And, you know, they didn't do it in the respectful way where you took away time from his speech. And, we take time out of our day to come listen to him, and he's got to deal with this kind of stuff. And it wasn't really fair to us.
Jeremy Sprinkle spent most of his time walking the sidewalk outside the auditorium. He works for the North Carolina AFL-CIO and carried this poster.
It says, "America wants to work, good jobs now, AFL-CIO." That's a message that I think a lot of people can get behind.
Sprinkle says Stumpf and Wells Fargo are prime examples of Wall Street greed.
Wells Fargo is responsible for a lot of foreclosures, a lot of misery right now. And for the CEO of Wells Fargo to come to NC State to lecture students about how swell things are in the financial services industry seems inappropriate.
The CEO was greeted by a similar crowd earlier yesterday in Winston-Salem. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.